Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from California. Today is Wednesday, October 25th, and today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 161, first paragraph. Today's readers are, for the 12 steps, Candy P, the 12 traditions, Laura L.W. The text will be read by Lorraine N., the closing by Susan G., and the backup reader is Kara L. The following is the OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Candy P. to read the 12 steps of OA. Candy, I don't hear you. Press star one, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jody. Okay. This is Candy P. in New York, and here are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for allowing called me to do service, and may we all have a beautiful meeting. I pass.
Thank you so much, Candy P. I will now ask Laura L.W. to read the 12 traditions. Laura?
Good morning, Vision for You people. It's Laura L.W., recovered in Ohio. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Tradition 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA is organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, and television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much for letting me do service. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Laura L.W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 again to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 161, paragraph 1. I will now ask Lorraine N. to begin reading. Thank you, Lorraine.
Good morning, Jody. May I be heard?
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, especially newcomers and anyone in relapse on the line. I'm Lorraine N., compulsive eater in Oregon. Now, this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors, for they number 60 or 80 as a rule. Alcoholics are being attracted from far and near. From surrounding towns, families drive long distances to be present. A community 30 miles away has 15 fellows of Alcoholics Anonymous. Being a large place, we think that someday its fellowship will number many hundreds. Well, here we are back in our little haven, and that's exactly how I see Overeaters Anonymous for me. It's a haven. It's a place where I am with others who eat like me and do weird stuff with food like me, and they understand me. And I had the opportunity, actually, I tried to start a meeting in my town about a year ago, and it just wasn't taking off. There were only two or three of us who showed up regularly, so a decision was made to move the meeting to a different location. And it was a beautiful thing to watch that meeting blossom. And, you know, I'm glad I was a part of helping it get established. Unfortunately, it's in a time and place and that is not, doesn't work for me. But it's taken on much. And I remember years ago driving for miles and miles to go to a face-to-face OA meeting. And, you know, today I can sit in the comfort of my bedroom at dark 30 in Oregon and be on this meeting. And what a gift that is. And I do consider this meeting my home meeting because it's where I found my recovery. It is a phenomenal meeting. It's the renaissance of OA, in my opinion. And there's recovery here. So, I'm going to pass with that, and I look forward to the other shares. Thanks for the opportunity to read.
Thank you so much, Lorraine N. from Oregon. Okay, I'll now take a list of people who would like to share on this paragraph, which is on page 161, the first full paragraph, which begins, "Now this house." And I'll just say, before I take names, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share?
Melanie C. from
Melanie.
Oregon.
That's a Melanie.
Susan G., Los Angeles.
Susan G.
Laura W. from New Jersey.
Laura W. in New Jersey.
Stephen G. in Toronto, Canada.
Stephen G. in Toronto.
Carrie from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. That's a good list. Let's stop there for now. I've got Melanie C., Susan G., Laura W., Stephen G., and Carrie. Please go ahead, Melanie.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jody. Thanks for your service today and all that are in service today to make this meeting possible. I really sincerely need that. And I love what Lorraine said in greeting newcomers and those that are working on getting absent here, because this is the way that saved my life. And I heard you, Jody, say that earlier today before the meeting started. It saved my life because of a group of people that came together to develop a meeting such as this, to study the big book for the disease of compulsive overeating. And it worked where other things had not. I had been in OA since 1989, and it wasn't until 2005 that I found that I never had to take a bite of anything outside of my weight and measured food plan in order to cope with life on a daily basis or deal with the malady that I have, which is spiritual in nature. And for that, I'll be forever grateful for this group. But I wanted to share a little bit about, you know, Jody was saying that she's been here for 12 years. And yes, Vision for You has been around. And being a part of what that was, and a group of women that came together to just say that they wanted to study the big book together, you know, from 20 to maybe even 40 people at most on July 18th. We came together and studied the big book, and it was shocking because we didn't know each day if we were going to have enough folks, you know, to continue on or how that was going to be. And things have changed. I wish I had time to be able to tell you about the incremental changes that has happened as a result of folks coming together and seeing recovery happen, seeing that methodically the directions and the cautions and the prayers executed, exercised out in an active way, brought about a phenomenon, it seemed like, for me in OA, because I had seen OA in many different forms before by being in OA since 89. But I'm telling you, this is something that is different. This is something that came from this particular book. And now this group, which takes no credit for anything except the directions in the big book, has covered over 52 countries that attend this particular meeting. The 7 to 9 a.m. meeting will have 450 people on it. This particular meeting has near 200 on it. That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal growth for folks that are in Overeaters Anonymous. It's amazing. You know, we laughed and giggled because it sort of has blossomed because there are other Vision for You meetings that are going on about that. We had lots of discussions with folks that began these sort of things, and we had the tongue-in-cheek idea that maybe we should franchise this particular meeting, but we know in the Spirit of God that was just kind of a joke that we were saying. But it is being duplicated, and this is for this time in life. Recovery for compulsive overeater has been greater than I've ever known since 1989. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Melanie C. from Oregon. Susan G., please share with us.
Thank you, Jody. Good morning, everyone. Susan G. in Los Angeles, California. Thank you for Team Wednesday through the month of October. Gosh, I love this, and to echo what has already been said, I mean, gosh. You know, I'm very fortunate living in Los Angeles and having come in and out of these meetings regularly for 24 years now, but before that for 16 years. And we have large meetings here, and probably because it is where OA started. And when I came in and out and sat in the back of the rooms and folded my arms and was all grumpy and stroppy about being here, you know, God kept pulling me back in, and you kept on smiling at me, and you kept on saying to me, "Hi, Susan," whether I was 100 pounds up or 100 pounds down. I had this community, this fellowship that was numbering in the hundreds. And even though we can't all see each other here on the phone lines, I go to Zoom meetings with many of you on a Saturday morning. I go to a 7 a.m. Zoom meeting Pacific time with 254 people on it. Yes, I count, and it's 254. And when we were able to put our meetings on Zoom during the pandemic at the OA birthday party for 2 years, we had almost 2,000 people attend from around the world. That is a miracle. So talk about being attracted from far and near, from surrounding towns, driving long distances. And I've driven places to speak at meetings because it is an honor and a pleasure. So, you know, I think about when Roseanne started this meeting, I mean, Overeaters Anonymous, and it wasn't far from where I live, and she just used to have it in her living room until it exploded, and she just, you know, couldn't accommodate everybody. So it's really, really a beautiful paragraph. If you are new, get into the center of the herd, take phone numbers, we will call you, because this fellowship will hold you up like no other. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Susan G. And Laura W. from New Jersey, please share.
Thanks, Jody. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Yeah, you know, the word that really popped out was house. It says, now this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors, for they number 60 or 80 as a rule. And, you know, when I think of the word, when I think of a house, you know, who lives in a house? A family. A family lives in a house. And a house is a home. And you know, that's what this is to me. This is my family. I mean, I have my blood family, who I love very much. But only you, my family, my recovered family, my recovering family, know why I think the way that I think, and why I used to act the way that I am, and why, you know, I only have today. And, you know, Bill and Bob and the first 100 who wrote this, they were so, so humble, because they're saying, you know, we hope that maybe someday this fellowship will number, you know, many hundreds of people, because they were looking at 60 or 80 as a rule each meeting. So maybe we'll get a couple of hundred. And now there's millions of us recovering in 12-step programs, millions. And we don't, people just aren't not drinking. They're, people aren't not eating. They're establishing a relationship with a higher power. They're having, you know, living multiple lives in one lifetime. They're having relationships with family members. And
I think somebody shared the other day, you know, make the fellowship your family and your family your friends. And that was so, I've been thinking about that over and over, because if I don't work this program with my family and show them love, patience, and kindness and tolerance and make them my friends, then what am I doing here? You know, it's just lip service. So I need to walk the walk and talk the talk. So, you know, they were very humble, and I love this house that we've created here on A Vision for You. I've been here for many, many years, and I love listening and I love learning. And that's the thing, this never ends, you know. They find higher power, they find God, they find release from the obsession in these homes and in these meetings. And I love to see the growth of OA and the growth of AA and how we can fix the wreckage of our past. And it happens each day in recovery. You know, when you and I reach out to each other and say, yeah, I get it. I understand. Keep coming back. And so I'm grateful for the newcomer who's here. I'm grateful for people who are struggling, because this is your home. This is your home. Welcome home. So thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. Stephen G. from Toronto, Canada. Please share.
Good morning, everybody. This is Stephen G. from Toronto. Thanks, Jody, for your service. I hope you can hear me okay. The
yes.
the line that says alcoholics are being attracted from far and wide. And what are they being attracted to? They're being attracted to the common solution. And when I first came into Overeaters Anonymous, it was such a relief to have a safe place to come to where people understood the nature of my problem and had the same problem. That felt really good. But that would not have been enough. And if we go back and we look to the chapter, There is a Solution, page 17, it says, the feeling of having shared in a common peril is one element in the powerful cement which binds us, but that in itself would never have held us together as we are now joined. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. And we are a program of attraction. And what attracted me to the vision meetings was now I was seeing more of the effects of that solution than I had ever seen before in OA. Here were people who were in healthy body sizes, people who were peaceful and happy, and people who spent very little time talking about food. And I wanted that. And that's what keeps me coming back, being drawn from far and wide to get this solution. And I'm very grateful for that. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Stephen G. from Toronto. All right, Carrie from Tennessee, what is the initial of your last name?
I'm sorry, it's W, Carrie W.
Okay, go ahead, Carrie W.
All right, first of all, I want to thank everyone for their shares. I'm fairly new this time around OA. I went last year for maybe, I don't know, 4 to 6 months, and I kind of fell off the wagon and quit going. And I'm really struggling right now trying to stay abstinent and talk to my higher power when I have trouble. I want to be recovered, like all the stories that I hear of people that, you know, have gotten away from this terrible disease, this terrible problem of weirdly eating and strange behaviors, food behaviors. I had lost a lot of weight about 3 years ago, and it took me 2 years to get there, but it was all by my own willpower, and I did not go to my higher power at all. At the time, I was very mentally messed up. I'm bipolar, and I was on the wrong medications, and I'm finally on the right ones now. And so that combined with feeling like a hamster on a crazy wheel was very, very difficult for me, and kind of I had to put my dog down, and with everything together, I had a nervous breakdown, and had to spend some time in a program at a hospital. I got too thin, and I almost died from dehydrating myself, binging on water. And now I hate to admit it, but I'm being honest. I lost about 190 pounds, and then now, from my very thinnest weight, which was not healthy, I'll just say from my healthy weight, that was about 140. I'm about 50 or 60 pounds have gained since then. First, when I gained, it didn't bother me because I felt like, well, I feel better and I'm healthier. Well, not necessarily healthy, but anyway, to make a long story short, I'm working on the weight loss, but what I really want is to be recovered from the weird behaviors and just everything mentally, and I want to become closer. I'm a very spiritual person, but I need to go to my higher power when I'm really, really struggling, and he always helps me when I do, but sometimes I'm just selfish and
mental
I just want to eat.
Reminder.
Okay, thank you. So that's about it for now, and I appreciate you guys letting me share. Thank you for listening, and I'm really in it now wholeheartedly, and I've been abstinent. I know it seems like a very short time, but for me, I've been abstinent for 3 days, and usually after 3 days, I fall and mess up, but I have a sponsor, and I'm trying very hard to use tools and use these meetings as safe places for me and perhaps a new beginning with better outcome. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Carrie W. from Tennessee. We're glad you are here.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take another list of people who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too.
Vanita from Alaska.
Vanita from Alaska.
Michelle.
I heard a Michelle.
Yes, Michelle F.
Michelle F. And there was someone else behind Michelle.
Deanne F, New York.
Deanne?
Yep.
Deanne F from New York, okay. And we are on page 161, the first full paragraph. Anyone else? Okay, let's go with those three. Vanita from Alaska, Michelle F, and Deanne F. Please go ahead, Anita. Vanita.
Good morning, everybody. This is Vanita C. from Anchorage, Alaska. This is my first time sharing on this meeting, but I have been listening to all of you for at least a couple of months. Thanks to my good friend Lorraine in Oregon, and I'm really grateful to I'm grateful that you're all here. As a relative newcomer to this program, you know, I'm glad that people show up for the meetings because, you know, there was somebody here when I was ready to, you know, make a commitment to get better. I didn't even know, I knew nothing about OA, and even though I've been in a 12-step program, I've heard of it before, but I got sick and tired of being sick and tired and fortunately ran into somebody that directed me this way. And I'm just grateful that you're all here. Thank God there is a place to go to get help. And I've been helped tremendously since I got here. I actually got a sponsor and work the steps. That was the biggest key for me, starting with step one, admitting I was a compulsive overeater, and then moving on to step two, coming to believe that I could be returned to sanity. And then step three, made a commitment to do the rest of the steps. And so that's what I've been working on for the last few months, and it is really making a huge difference in my life. I don't feel the compulsion to overeat. It's going away. You know, I have my food plan, and you know, this program really does work. And thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Vanita C. from Alaska. Michelle F., please go ahead.
Yes, it's Michelle F. as in Foxtrot in Worcester, Massachusetts. And thank you for your service. I wasn't sure what I was going to share, but I think I'll share what attracted me and my experience with meetings. What attracted me was I saw an ad in the community bulletin section of one of our small little papers, and it was just what I needed. I was at my wit's end, you know. I was out of ideas. And that's what brought me to an OA meeting, was they put their meeting in there. So I strongly encourage people to continue to do that, to put your meeting in places where a community member might see it. And I've had experiences in other 12-step fellowships where I held on until Sunday and I got there and the doors were closed. The meeting ended. The meeting dissolved because people weren't coming and people weren't giving service. And it was just crushing at the time and kept me off 12-step for a lot of years. And I've had the experience of having to make the decision to fold a meeting because the same two people kept showing up. And that was certainly painful. And I've had that experience on a phone meeting as well. So someone told me a long time ago, just showing up and attending the meeting is service. And I was like, no, that's not service. I'm not doing anything. Well, yes, you are. You're the audience. You're the listening ear. You're the participant. These meetings don't exist without participants. So if you want to think of going to the meeting as service, and I'm guilty. I've certainly had times where it's like, I don't want to go to meeting this week. And I've skipped. But I try and keep that in my mind now that it works if we work it. And part of working it is going to meetings and giving service and showing up for our fellows. So I guess that's all I really had to say. Thank you, I guess.
Thank you so much, Michelle F. from Massachusetts. Deanne F. from New York, it's your turn.
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, everyone. This is Deanne F. from New York. Gratefully recovered by God's grace and mercy just for this day. And this paragraph just could not be more... more divinely inspired. I just actually literally last night returned from 2 weeks of traveling in Europe. And while I wasn't able to listen to Vision for You, which is my home group on a daily basis, there was an 8:00 a.m. meeting on Zoom that I was able to tune into every day that I was there. And that is just an absolute, you know, miracle. I mean, it's a miracle of something that, you know, I thought was the worst thing in the world, which was this pandemic. But we wouldn't have these meetings if that hadn't occurred. That is what I think is true. But, you know, the truth is that this is a program of attraction, not promotion, and that's what it tells us. And that, you know, wherever two or more are gathered, and I started a Vision for You meeting that was local here to where I live, and it was not well attended, but I believe that it was helpful. And, you know, it's amazing that all these meetings on Zoom seem to be very well attended, and that people continue to do the service that makes them possible, that Vision for You is the meeting that it is today, because I also started listening many, many years ago. It's all miraculous. And what I want to say is that it's a miracle to come back from a trip like that, abstinent the whole time, abstinent today. And if it can happen for me, it can happen for you. So please, if you're new, if you're coming back, just stay here in this house with us. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, DNS from. Okay, we are on page 161, very first paragraph. Now this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors. Who else would like to share on this paragraph? Don't be shy.
Hi, Sarah.
This is your
N
house
in
too.
California.
Sarah N in California. Gotcha.
Mary G in Arizona.
Mary G in Arizona. One more. All right, we'll go with those two, Sarah N and Mary G. Please go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Sarah N, grateful recovering compulsive overeater in California. And this paragraph, just the last few paragraphs have just really struck me so much because I have been a chronic relapser. The motto that kept me coming back is keep coming back. You know, it works if you work it. And this, again, this particular meeting has been so special and sacred to me because across the country, across the world, people are tuning in and hearing that there is a solution to our common problem. And just wanted to give vows of gratitude to all those who, are here, because that is being of service for all of those who have showed up to do service, to do the readings, to moderate, for those who originally started this meeting. And it really resonated with me, this paragraph and this particular meeting, how it's been able to just grow and grow. And thank you to all those who turn the lights on, you know, so to speak, in the house and prepare it so that we have somewhere to go and to receive the solution. So I'm just really grateful to the original members, grateful for all the spiritual experiences that have been had and shared, and a tip of the hat to those who have worked the steps, those who are working it, you know, and those like myself who are still just working on understanding and praying for the willingness to do the work, because yeah, it does take work, but especially just again another salute to all those who continue to keep these meetings going, like that original group. All right, with that I pass. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Sarah N. from California. Mary G., please share with us.
Hi, this is Mary G. from Arizona. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And thank you very much for allowing me to share on this paragraph. I think what struck me was just the whole idea of 12-step programs. And just how far and wide this whole fellowship has grown, not only in OA and AA and, you know, the many, you know, NA and the different substances, but, you know, fellowships for dealing with pain and illness or, you know, I'm a true addict and my go-to is to escape reality. And what this program has done for me and to listen to these meetings every day is it grounds me in reality. You know, I stay in my life. And that's such a wonderful experience. you know, and it's a design for living that I can truly do on a daily basis. You know, I don't have to try to, you know, invent something new or to figure it out myself. I know the directions in this book and what was given to me, you know, to rely on my higher power for that power that I lack. That is what I do on a daily basis. And I'm just so grateful that I can share that with others. And I'm grateful for this meeting. I thank you all for your service. And I think with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary G. from Arizona. All right, we have time for two or three more people to share. We're on page 161, the first full paragraph, written in 1939. Who would like to share on that first paragraph?
Kara L.
Kara L. Anyone else?
Barbara W.
Barbara W. Thank you. Okay, let's stop there and see if we have time for a third. Please go ahead, Kara.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Oh, what an awesome meeting today. Thank you, everybody, for giving service and bringing the meeting to us. You know, when we talk about this community is the word I really see in this, you know, people were driving long distances for community, you know, and, you know, and that's, you know, a lot of, you know, when you look at a lot of these chapters and a lot of things, I identify in, right? Do I identify in? When I walked into my very first OA meeting, I didn't realize that, well, there was two things. One, that life was always going to be better in the rooms than outside the rooms. And two, that I would forever have a community that would understand how I think and how I move through this world. And today I'm blessed with a community that is worldwide. There's never an hour of this day that I can't find a meeting, that there isn't a fellow somewhere in the world that will take a call. It's a true renaissance and it's a true gift. And I will tell you, I have made phone calls at 2 a.m. for me, and it was, you know, it was morning time in Europe. And I can't believe how much that helped, right? Being able to walk through a step 10, being able just to hear another voice on the other side saying, I get you, I understand. Or just really being able to hear, you know, to feel someone listening with, you know, a recovered heart and open, and how far that has walked me through my program. So I'm grateful to everybody that picks up a phone, everybody that makes an outreach call, everybody that opens a meeting or shares on a meeting, because that's how I'm still here today. How I still, you know, and how I'm able to rely on greater than myself, and because it always just works out. And everything is a gift. So I guess today I'm just full of gratitude for everybody on this line and for everyone who's ever picked up a phone. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Kara L. from California. Barbara W., please go ahead.
Oh, good morning. Barbara W. from Washington State. The one thing that jumped out at me about this paragraph was I seem to be a person that people will mention that I seem to be outgoing and wanting to get involved, and yet I can find myself spending an entire day in my apartment except for walking my dog. And the meetings, I started over 40 years ago, and the meetings were small, and sometimes there was childcare, and I was fortunate in that respect. But it got me out of my isolation. I really can't spend entire days in my apartment, and it doesn't have to be rainy out either. which is what we're getting right now in the North Pacific Northwest. This is our rainy season, and sometimes I need to sit and rest and reflect on my program, and how I just spoke to a sponsee and about deepening our faith, and it reflects on me. I said, my goodness, I don't think I could have deepened my faith as much as I have without the meetings. And I go to the vision meetings Monday through Friday for sure, and Sunday if I happen to wake up in time. And again, the value I have in the people, and I'll call somebody I haven't talked to, and then somebody will say, well, hi, Barbara, how are you? And I'm going, I haven't talked to her in ages. But I'm still warmly received, and that is such a blessing to me. That is just amazing. So this is what it's meant to me, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. from Washington. So we do have time for about a two-minute share. Anybody else like to share?
Nancy L.
Nancy L., please go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your service, and thank you for the 2 minutes. I'm Nancy L. in Arizona. Been coming in the rooms for a long, long time, and pretty much my first 10 years, I identified out. I would listen to the people in some of the meetings that would bless their hearts. They just kind of shared the mess rather than the message. And so I would just say, see, I'm one of them. I'm abstinent a couple of weeks here, a couple of weeks there, and this is just how it is. But I was so miserable because I really envied the ones that had lasting abstinence, and I wanted that so bad. But I just wasn't going to the right place here, the right message. I am here today. I'm very grateful. I'm abstinent year after year, and I am hearing the message like all of us. It's the 12 steps. It's the meat of the big book that we dive into every day. It has made a tremendous difference in my life, and I'm so very grateful for it. And with that, I will pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy L. from Arizona. Well, we are just at 7:48 my time, so we're going to stop there. Thanks, everyone, for your wonderful shares and a wonderful meeting. All right, we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Susan G. please read for us? Press star one, Susan. I don't hear you. Susan G. from California, are you there?
I'll be happy to read if you would like. My name's Sherry.
Well,
Jody, I'm here. Backup reader.
We have a backup reader. Thank you so much. Please,
no problem.
Go ahead, Kara. Thank you.
Hi, Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.